开圣经提摩太后书三章十四至十七节，然后是提摩太后书二章的第十五节。提摩太后书三章十四至十七节，打开的请听我读出。但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。第十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。然后翻上前一版的第二章的第十五节，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，作无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。我以下来是有讲道时间，在讲道以先，我请 Pastor Teresa 是介绍我们的讲员。
在这个时间呢，想介绍我们的讲员Mr. John Skelton。其实他不是一个新的 Awana Missionary， 他是在 Harvey 我们认识的 Missionary， 在去年退休的辞职的时候呢，退了休的 John Skelton 是走马上任去接这个棒。其实我是认识他的时候呢，是起码是16年前，我手抱着我的仔 Jason 去上这个 training， 是关于是 JV 现在的 track。所以他不是一个新的Awana Missionary， 但他在17年呢，他已经是做了这个 Awana Missionary 这么久了。在2000年的时候呢，他先退休。大概在9年前呢，跟现任的太太呢Mary 结婚的。现在我们想邀请Mr. John Skelton 来到为我们证道。Now you invite Mr. John Skelton to come to the pulpit to preach. Thank you.
Great to be at Pacific Grace again.
好开心可以再次来到众恩堂。
And I say again because I was at the church on several occasions when it was located on Francis Street across the street from the park.
我话再次来到咧，系因为你哋教会未曾系搬嚟呢一个新地址嘅时候咧，我都系曾经探访过你哋几次。
I'd like to have my wife Mary to stand.
So、我太太 Mary.
Okay. Well, we've been blessed to see how the Lord has used the people of Pacific Grace in planting new churches around the lower mainland.
我哋真系好蒙福咧，睇到你哋教会咧喺温哥华大温地区咧系建立咗好多新嘅教会。
It's been our pleasure to see the ministry progress in several of the newer locations.
亦都好高兴睇到呢啲新嘅教会咧，一路都系有增长。
Mary and I are really grateful that Pacific Grace has a part in our ministry through prayer and financial support. We certainly do thank you for that.
我同我太太都好感激你哋喺祷告同埋经济上高一路系支持Awana嘅事工。
It's been good to have Bernard Tong as a member of our BC Awana Missionary Ministry Team.
你哋教会嘅 Bernard Tom 咧，亦都系我哋 Awana 嘅事工嘅其中一员。我哋都好高兴有佢喺我哋嘅当中。
Bernard is a great encouragement to us with his enthusiastic and faithful service with the team.
Bernard 对我哋嚟讲系一个好嘅鼓励，因为佢嘅服侍系好忠心同埋充满热情。
Okay, let's go ahead and move on with looking at some scripture in 2 Timothy 3, 14 to 17.
跟住落嚟，我哋先睇一睇一段嘅圣经喺提摩太后书三章十四至十七节。
The question for us is, are you a volunteer or are you a servant?
我哋今日要俾你嘅题目就系你系神嘅义工定系神嘅仆人呢？
Okay, let's read these verses. As for you, continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them.
经文是这样讲，但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
And that from childhood you've known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Yes, we'll try and see if that's any better. All right. We went right back down. Okay, we'll see if that's any better. Well, let's continue with that scripture reading. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
Okay, and we'll continue. As that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
These verses were important instruction that the Apostle Paul gave Timothy, who became his assistant.
这些经文是保罗给他后来成为他助手的提摩太一些很重要的教导。
They're just as important for us today.
但是这些教导今天对我们都是同样的重要。
The Apostle Paul also said in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
保罗在罗马书第一章第十六节也这样说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。
For it is the power of God to salvation, for everyone who believes.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Do you agree with what Paul said?
保罗这样说，你同不同意呢？
Is the gospel of Christ really the power of God to salvation?
基督的福音是不是真的神拯救的大能呢？
Am I, are you, not ashamed of the gospel?
我自己，你自己，是不是不以福音为耻呢？
As we just read in 2 Timothy 3, 14 and 15, Paul gave Timothy some very encouraging words.
我们刚读过在提摩太后书三章十四至十五节的经文，保罗给提摩太好有一些很鼓励性的说话。
To repeat a part of that, he said,Continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of.
重复其中一部分的经文是这么说，你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里。
Knowing that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures.
因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
I thought those words were worth repeating.
这些我们重复这些经文。
God gives us a reminder through the theme verse of Awana Clubs, and that's in 2 Timothy 2:15.
提摩太后书二章十五节，神系藉着呢个经文咧，系俾我哋一啲嘅提醒。呢个亦都系阿湾啊一直以嚟嘅信念。
That verse says, "Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God."
经文系咁讲，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。
A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
作无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
That's what Awana is all about.
Awana 的意义就是这样了。
Diligent, unashamed workers reaching boys and girls and moms and dads for Christ.
我们是要竭力的，不以为耻的，去为基督来到去接触这些儿童和他们的父母。
I appreciate the words of the Awana flag pledge.
我是很喜欢 Awana 的旗帜的誓言。
It says, I pledge allegiance to the Awana Clubs, which stands for, I pledge allegiance to the Awana flag, which stands for the Awana Clubs.
那个誓言是这样说，我是向 Awana 的旗帜效忠，这个旗帜是代表着 Awana 各个不同的组别。
Whose goal is to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Christ and train them to serve him.
他们的目的就是要去接为基督去接触那些儿童，将福音传给他们，还有训练他们去侍奉神。
I'd like for you to think about two questions. You don't need to answer me.
我想邀请你去思想两个问题，但你不需要回答我的。
How many of you consider yourselves God's volunteers?
你们当中有多少人是觉得你只是神的义工呢？
How many are God's servants?
有几多人系觉得自己系神嘅仆人呢？
Colossians 3:23 and 24 are a couple of my favorite verses.
喺哥罗西书三章二十三至二十四节系两节我好喜欢嘅经文。
Those verses read, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men."
经文说，无论作什么都要从心里作，像是给主作的，不是给人作的。
Knowing that from the Lord you'll receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.
因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
I once heard a speaker say, God does not want volunteers, he wants servants. And like for you to think about that.
我曾经听过一个讲员说，神不是要义工，他是要仆人。我想邀请你去思想下这句说话。
What, in your opinion, is the real purpose of the Awana Children's Ministries here at Pacific Grace?
在你看来，这间教会的 Awana 事工真正的意义在哪里？
Boys and girls have their lives ahead of them. What will it be like for them?
这班的儿童在他们前面还有很长的路，前面的路会是怎样的呢？
Will they have the joy and peace of knowing and serving Christ?
他们会不会因为认识和跟从基督，他们有平安和喜乐呢？
Many of them can, if each of us allows the Lord to use us as he sees fit.
他们当中有很多人都可以的，如果我们每一个人都愿意给神是按着他的心意来使用我们。
Many people need to be committed to serving in the Awana Club program here at Pacific Grace.
在这间教会，很多人他们都需要起来去参与 Awana 的侍奉。
There may be some who would have health problems that prevent them from serving in club activities.
有些人可能因为健康的理由不可以参与。
They could faithfully pray for club workers and for the families of the boys and girls who attend the Awana clubs here at Pacific Grace.
但是他们可以很忠心地去为 Awana 的工人和那些儿童的家庭来祷告。
Some of the training materials we used to use spoke about two types of persons who work in Awana clubs.
我哋嘅訓練材料裏面講到有兩種嘅領袖喺呢一個嘅 Awana 裏面侍奉嘅。
One of those types was referred to as the spiritually minded leader.
其中一種咧係我哋稱之為咧有屬靈眼光嘅領袖。
Such a person was one who recognizes his club work as a privilege and a God-given ministry.
呢啲人佢哋睇佢哋喺 Awana 嘅侍奉係一個榮譽嚟嘅，係神係派俾佢哋做嘅工作。
And that thinking is supported by the Bible verse Colossians 4:17.
佢呢種嘅諗法係有聖經嘅根據嘅，喺哥羅西書第四章第十七節裡面。
You might want to make a note of that reference, Colossians 4:17, and meditate on that sometime later.
亦都可以係將佢寫低。
That verse tells us to take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it.
经文这样讲，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。
With people who know the real purpose of Awana,
如果是在 Awana 里面侍奉的人，他们知道 Awana 真正那个的目的。
For people who are working in clubs for the right reasons,
这班人他们的在 Awana 里面服侍的心态就是正确的。
With people who are committed first of all to Christ, then to faithful service.
如果这班人他们先是向基督来到委身，随而是要很忠心地去服侍。
With those people, your Awana clubs will be effective in reaching the goal.
你哋嘅Awana 嘅事工就会好有效咁达到佢嘅目标。
And that goal that we spoke of is reaching boys and girls for Christ and training them to serve Him.
呢一个嘅目标就系将基督传俾嗰啲嘅细路仔，并且系将佢哋训练嚟到侍奉神。
Did you notice the two important parts of that goal?
你有冇留意到呢一个目标里面有两个重要嘅部分呢？
Reaching them and training them.
第一就是去接触他们，第二就是 去教导他们。
I had a friend who became a Christian at age 80.
我有一个朋友，他80岁才信耶稣。
The last time I spoke with him, he was 87 years old.
我上一次跟他聊天的时候，他已经是87岁了。
There are many people in his condition.Who would be sitting in a rocking chair, but not Jack.
我这个朋友叫 Jack, 很多人好像他这样的年纪可能只是会在家里坐下摇摇灯。
He knew that God had provided the gift of eternal life, and he wanted to be a faithful servant of the Lord.
他知道神给了他有永生的礼物，他想成为神忠心的仆人。
And he certainly was a servant and an achiever.
他是神的仆人，他并且是很有成就。
At Jack's advanced age, he completed two Awana handbooks and earned the Awana Excellence Award.
他虽然这么大的年纪，但他完成了两部 Awana 的手册，还是得到这个 Awana 的优异奖。
And he followed the example of the Apostle Paul and of Timothy, who was a faithful companion of Paul.
他是跟随了保罗和保罗的忠心的伙伴提摩太的榜样。
If you haven't already done so, you could commit yourself to serve in the ministry of Awana clubs here at Pacific Grace.
如果你还没开始的，你都可以起来去参与一间教会 Awana 的侍奉。
You'd be among the men and women who are reaching boys and girls through Awana clubs in 100 countries around the world.
你都可以成为 Awana 众多服侍的弟兄姊妹的一份子，在世界100个不同的国家去接触这些的儿童。
You can be used of the Lord to reach boys and girls right here in Vancouver.
你甚至可以就在温哥华这个地方是被神使用去接触那些小孩。
And you can be an example to others as you heed the encouragement of Paul in 2 Timothy 2:15.
如果你是好跟住保罗在提摩太后书二章十五节里面所讲的去做，你都可以成为别人的榜样。
I learned that many years ago in the King James Version of the Bible.
好多年前我睇呢一个嘅钦定本嘅时候咧。
I'll quote it as I memorized it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
就系你当竭力在神嘅面前得蒙喜悦，作神无愧嘅工人。
I once read a story that made me stop and do some thinking.
有一次我睇到一个故事，系令到我系要停低落嚟去思想一下。
That story told of a Roman emperor who was persecuting Christians.
呢个故事讲到一个嘅罗马时代嘅一个嘅皇帝咧，系要逼迫嗰啲嘅基督徒。
One winter, his legion was stationed in a very cold location.
有一个冬天，佢嘅军队咧就停驻喺一个好冻嘅地方。
40 men out of possibly several thousand that were part of his legion made it known that they were followers of Christ.
喺佢军队嘅当中咧，就有四十个人咧承认佢哋系基督徒。
As a result, they were sentenced to spend that night. Naked on a frozen lake.
就因此咧，佢哋咧就系被咧系判咧去一个嘅冰冻嘅湖上高咧，冇着衫咁样咧喺嗰度咧过夜。
Food and a warm bath were offered to any of those 40 men who would renounce their faith in Christ.
佢哋当中如果有人要背弃佢哋嘅信仰咧，佢哋就可以得到食物，同埋可以冲一个热水凉。
When night came, they still held out despite the bitter cold.
当夜晚来到的时候，虽然是很冻，他们仍然坚持住。
Some of them were praying for victory, and some were already too weak to move.
有多人他们在这里祈祷，求神帮助他们去胜过这个试探，但有些已经弱到没办法动动了。
In the night, one of those 40 men decided that he could not handle the suffering.
咁其中有一个咧，就觉得佢冇办法再忍受呢一个痛苦啦。
He went to the house where the food and warmth were.
佢就走咗去嗰间屋嗰度去揾到食物同埋温暖。
There was a centurion on guard who had been observing those believers in Christ.
是啊，其中有一个白夫长咧，系守卫睇住呢一班嘅基督徒噶。
That was in the same way that many people observe our lives as Christians.
其实喺我哋嘅生命嘅里面，都好多人喺度观察住我哋噶。
He heard those who were still able to speak praying for victory in their fight for Christ.
佢听到嗰啲仍然可以讲嘢嘅人，佢哋喺度祷告，为佢哋嘅信仰征战得胜嚟到祈祷。
The guard was touched by their bravery. The Holy Spirit worked.
佢哋所表现出嚟嘅勇气系感动咗呢一个嘅守卫，圣灵就喺度工作啦。
Right then and there, that guard became a believer in Christ.
就喺嗰一个时刻，呢一个守卫成为咗基督徒。
He went to the frozen lake and took the place of the defector.
他就去了这个的冰湖上高代替了这个叛徒的位置。
In the night, there were still 40 men who had gained the victory and entered into the presence of Christ.
当晚这四十个人他们得到胜利，进入了基督的同在的里面。
Don't believe there are any of us here who have been called upon to face persecution like that.
我相信我哋当中冇人曾经试过咁样系被迫害。
We can ask ourselves, would we be bold and unashamed of Christ if we were placed in a position like those men?
我哋可唔可以问下自己，如果我哋喺佢哋同样嘅处境嘅里面，我哋能唔能够仍然系咁坚强，同埋系不以基督为耻咧
As we're instructed in those verses that I read earlier, Colossians 3, 23 and 24,
就好似哥罗西书第三章廿三廿四节头先曾经读过嘅。
Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men.
无论作什么，都要从心里作，像是给主作的，不是给人作的。
For you serve the Lord Christ.
因为你侍奉嘅系主基督。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, I do thank you for your word.
天父，我们多谢你给我们话语。
And I thank you that it can give us clear instruction.
多谢你，你的话语是给我们有这么清晰的指示。
Lord, I pray that we will trust you to give us strength that only comes from you.
主啊，我们去愿意去信靠，相信我们可以在你那里得着能力，而能力只是从你，只能够从你而来。
I pray that we'll commit our lives to be not just volunteers, but faithful servants.
主啊，我祷告亦都是盼望我们可以将我们的生命是来到去作为你的仆人，不是单单是你的义工。
I pray that we'll allow us to use us for the rest of our lives as You would lead us.
我哋亦都祷告系，让我哋系愿意俾你去引导我哋，去侍奉你，按着你嘅心意。
I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
系奉耶稣基督嘅名求，阿